The next seven species are grouped together because they all have fairly simple vocalizations. That is, a single or two-noted song or call, which is frequently repeated. The great crested flycatcher has two characteristic vocalizations. The first is a repeated weep. Listen to this ascending whistle. This flycatcher also gives a softer, trilled preet, preet, preet. Listen again to the ascending weep and the lower pitch trill of the great crested flycatcher. The Acadian flycatcher is one of the Impidnax flycatchers. This look-alike group is notorious for the identification problems they present. Often the voice is the best means of identification. Listen to the sharp, abrupt vocalization of the Acadian flycatcher. Peetsie! This two-noted song is typically repeated with little or no variation. Here's the Acadian flycatcher again. The most commonly heard vocalization of the white-breasted nuthatch is a nasal call. Ank, 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 ank. The nuthatch's song is also a repeated single note. It too has a nasal quality, but the tone is quite different. Here it is. Now listen to both vocalizations again. First the call. Next the song. Another bird with a simple vocalization is the American woodcock. He gives a single nasal note repeated several times before launching into a display flight over his nesting territory. Peet, peet. The initial painting is a simple, repeated sound. We will hear the unusual flight song of the woodcock in a later group. Here's the painting again. The green-backed heron's typical call is a loud skiao. Knowing this call, which is commonly given in flight, should alert you to this species' presence. Listen again to the call of the green-backed heron. Now here's the guttural call of the black-crowned night heron. One of the folk names of this species is quawk bird, a name which comes from its harsh, barking, quawk, quawk. This call is often given in flight at dusk. Here's the black-crowned night heron again. Our final bird in this group is the ringneck pheasant. His typical vocalization is a loud, two-noted squawk. If you are close enough, you will also hear a distinct wing whir following the introductory squawk.